And with us on the phone this morning, National Weather Service meteorologist Carol Christensen from Duluth. Good morning, Carol.
Happy Monday to you, Jay.
Happy Monday. Okay.
I'm trying to be positive here.
Well, no, the rain. That's a good thing. Tell me, is this what we call measurable precipitation?
Well, we have been getting off and on rain, of course, as you know, and for the past few days or week, and some of it has been accumulating pretty nicely. In fact, in a half inch to an inch for the period, and that has reduced the drought area.
That was where I was going with this, Carol.
I knew that. the drought area has shrunk quite a bit, so it used to cover pretty much all of the Arrowhead, and now the severe drought area covers a much smaller area of the Arrowhead. So a small portion of Cook and Lake County is still in the severe drought. The rest of the area has been downgraded to a moderate drought.
Mm-hmm. It's been pretty rainy and cloudy. When are we going to see sun?
You are going to see sun at midweek.
Ah.
Yeah, the next 2 days are going to be still wet.
But we're okay with that. We're okay with
that. Yeah, cloudy and wet. Wednesday and Thursday, lots of sunshine. The warm temperatures to go along with it. And by warm, I don't mean hot. I mean near 60.
So flowers are going to come out, right?
Well, we had plenty of April showers, so those May flowers should be popping.
Long-range forecast. What kind of a spring? What's May look? Let's put it that way. I won't put you on the hook for anything beyond May.
Oh, thank you. May, for the rest of May, above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation.
Oh, really? Well, let's hope not too far below.
Keep the
forests wet enough so that we're safe from forest fires.
Right, keep those fires at bay.
Okay. Well, then we will check with you. This sounds like a good forecast. We'll let you off. We give you a B+ today, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Carol. Thank you for talking with us.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Duluth meteorologist with the National Weather Service, Carol Christensen, as we do every Monday at this time.